There's a famous story, which I'm sure you've heard many times, so in line with the father of today's gospel, so I want to share it with you again, yet again. So here's how this story goes. Years ago in a rural Midwestern town, a young man from a well-respected family left home and went off to the big city. Wasn't long before stories came back to the family of how the young man had gone astray, was leading an immoral life, drugs, sex, and got into serious trouble. The family suffered terribly from the disgrace he brought upon them. All this time, the young lad had never returned home. Many months later, he had a change of heart, regretted his actions, and longed to return to his family. He wrote them a letter asking forgiveness for the hurt he had caused them and asked them if he could return. He said he would be coming to town on the following Saturday, and if they could find it in their hearts to forgive him, the sign would be a white flag in the apple tree near the railroad tracks in their backyard. There was no flag, he would understand. And when God get off the train, the day arrived, he anxiously waited. Out the window of his train came around the last bend entering the town. What he saw, he could not believe. And here's the moral of the story. There wasn't a single white flag framed from any branch of the apple tree. Now you may be sitting in your pews going, wait a minute, not the way the story goes. The story that I remember hearing is this. There was a white flag tied on every branch of the apple tree. And you're right. But you know something? We've heard this gospel so many times. We've heard about the father and the younger son and the father's genuine forgiveness. The older son is about us. Do we forgive or not forgive? All of that stuff before. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change this up completely tonight. I'm going to take this gospel down the realm of unforgiveness. Because so many times in our lives, we say, that person has hurt me so bad, I am not going to forgive. I refuse to forgive. So, let's do it. Let's take that frame of mind from this gospel of today and let's see how it plays out. See how it sounds. We're going down a path that you've never probably heard before. But let's start. The younger son sends a note to his father that he's lived a bad life and he'd like to come home. Okay? And he asks his father, he says to his father, Father, there's an oak tree half mile from the estate, and I will be coming home on April 1st, 2022. If you find in your heart to forgive me, I want you to tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. That's the song goes. Right? That's the way the story goes. So there you are. You're the son, the younger son. You're walking home. You're thinking about what a mess I made of my life. I've got nothing to eat. My sandals are shot. My clothing is tattered. You know, all I want to do is be a servant. And then all of a sudden, the reality is you're all of a sudden about 4 miles from home. And you can't take another step. And so you send someone ahead and you tell them, I want you to check out the oak tree a half mile from my father's home. Okay? I want you to tell me if there's a yellow ribbon tied to the old oak tree. Okay? So the person goes. Takes a while to walk that far, so you're nervous, you're anxious, as the gospel of today says. And all of a sudden, the man comes back, and there you look in his eyes and you say, well, what did you learn? And you're told this, there is no yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Okay, so what does that mean? If that were me, I'd probably fall on my knees and I'd probably cry. The realization here is the following. I will never lay eyes on the estate. I'm too far to see it right now. Do you see 4 miles? I can't see it. The second realization is this. I will not only never lay eyes on the estate, I will never see my brother, I will never see my father again. And the final reality is this, I will never ever make this ask again. But at a certain point, what do I have to do? I have to stand up and I have to go. And as I stand up from my knees from crying, I look at the place where I just kneeled and I realize this, I will never lay eyes on that piece of ground again. I will never come back. Okay, that's the younger son. Well, what about the father? Well, the father we hear in the gospel of today is a good man. He really is. Father, that's a tough decision to make. When do you say to your son, okay, you can't go, you got to stay and you got to work on the estate, let alone when you make the decision of saying, okay, I got to give my son some latitude, or wait, he's gone too far. So you made the decision here, you said, okay, I'll let my son go. And you're such a good man, you've got such a caring heart here that you realize you can't let him go with nothing. So what do? Not only do you give him something, you give him his share of the inheritance, you give him everything. Do you realize what's being done here? You have nothing to lure him back, nothing to barter with him. He's gone. You've given him everything. No chance to get him back. Okay? And all of a sudden, he takes off. And a few days later, whatever happens, now all of a sudden, you become bitter and angry. You're angry at him. You realize what he's done. But here's something you probably never thought about with this gospel. Behind every good man is a good woman. And this man, as good as he is, has an extraordinary woman, an extraordinary wife. And she sees him angry, screaming, cursing, yelling. And she goes up to him and she says the following things. One is this. I agree with the decision you made. I agree. Number two, I also agree with you giving him the inheritance. But as far as this goes, and this attitude of, I will never allow him in this house again, I want you to remember two things. Number one, you're being dictated by emotion. Don't they tell us to never make a decision, a statement, in the midst of emotions? And number two, your decision impacts me, your wife. Maybe you don't care to see your son again, but I do. Granted, I don't agree with all the decisions he has made, but he's still my son, and you are, and always will be, his father. I want you to think about that. Okay. How about the oldest son? The oldest son we always envision is sitting there saying, finally, this pain is off my back. Get out of here and let me sleep in peace. Or does he? You know, there's an interesting statement made in the gospel of today that I never picked up on before. But I want you to hear this. Listen to this. When the father goes out to intervene with his son, the son says this, and I quote, "But when your son returned, who swallowed up your property, the part of the inheritance you gave him with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the fattened calf." Question, how did he know the son swallowed up everything on prostitutes? How did he know? If I was that angry as we always think he is, I wouldn't even care about him. I don't care. Okay? And yet, somehow he knows. How does he know? Well, maybe we sit there and we think, maybe he wants to see the fall of his brother. Maybe. But why care? And that leads us to this reality. Maybe, just maybe, the elder brother has a slight care in his heart. But, this idea of celebrations, killing the fattened calf, noise, crowds, music, that's way too much for him. I need to see my brother face to face, eye to eye, man to man. And then we can talk. And maybe when we talk, I will leave. Or maybe I can call him my brother. Notice in the gospel, he always calls him your son, Dad. my brother. Maybe I don't trust him yet, but at least I can call him my brother. That can only happen not with celebrations, not with fattened calves, not with all the noise, not with all the music, not with crowds, face to face, man to man. However, it cannot happen if there is no ribbon tied around the old oak tree. And there you have it. That's the way I look at it. If we want to sit and we want to take this path. Okay? All right, three scenarios played out by the simple fact that I refuse to tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Okay? Think about that this week. Okay? Completely different way you've probably ever heard this gospel played out. But that's what happens when we sit there and say, I won't forgive. I won't. That's the way it sounds. Maybe it'll perk some interest. Maybe it'll perk some questions amongst you this week, some conversation. I hope it does. But take it with you this week. And let me take it with me as well. So with that, God's blessings and God's peace to all of you this day.